Track 6, Relapse. On the last track, we discussed smoking triggers. The four smoking triggers we examined were places, people, time, and feelings. On this track, we will discuss relapse. Because relapse is highly individualized, we will discuss two situations that cause relapse, as well as the three rules of relapse. The two situations that cause relapse are emotional upset and boredom. The three rules of relapse are practical rules of avoidance that have had a high rate of productivity in preventing relapse in clients who closely follow them. You might consider playing this track during your next session with a tobacco-dependent client. First, let's discuss situations that cause relapse. I have found that two major situations tend to cause relapse in my tobacco-dependent clients. The two major situations are emotional upset and boredom. First, let's discuss how emotional upset can lead to relapse. As you know, the situations in which relapse usually occur are framed by the client's emotions and state of mind. Therefore, the first predictable situation that may cause a relapse is emotional upsets. Do you find that clients who relapse due to emotional upsets may experience short-term relief but later feel much worse due to feelings of guilt, remorse, or failure? The dialogue I had in a session with Emma, age 33, helps illustrate the point that relapse brings out only short-term relief. Emma stated, "Things were terrible at work. I borrowed some cigarettes from a coworker, and then later I bought a pack." I asked Emma how having a cigarette made her feel. Emma stated, "At the time, great, but not as great as I thought it would make me feel. And then later, I just felt awful." Emma and I discussed ways she could avoid future relapses due to emotional upset. For example, Emma decided to use positive self-talk, such as telling herself that though she is unable to control what is upsetting her, she is able to control whether or not she smokes. Emma added that smoking doesn't really make upsetting situations any better. She stated, "When you're already upset, losing even more control to cigarettes just makes you feel that much worse." At a later session with Emma, she stated, "Things got really bad at work again. More than 30 people got laid off. I was spared, but I was still freaked out. I may not be so lucky next time, but one of the things that keeps me going is that I'm not smoking. I'm really proud of myself." Another client mentioned the idea of repeating smoking cessation is enough to deter future relapse due to emotional upset. Greg, age 29, stated, "I was so close to relapsing. In fact, I was on my way to buy a pack. And then I started thinking about how hard it was to quit in the first place. I spent a lot of time and effort on quitting. I realized I didn't want to go through all that work again." Boredom can also lead tobacco-dependent clients to relapse. Dull, repetitive jobs where smoking is not prohibited, long telephone conversations, or extended driving times may bore a client and lead to relapse. Have you also found that relapses from boredom may occur in clients who live alone? As Jacob told me, "When my friends aren't around and I'm alone, there's nothing to do. At least smoking is something to do." I stated to Jacob, "There are many things you can do instead of killing yourself. The key is alternatives. Give yourself a variety of things to do that will keep your hands or your mouth busy. Reading a book, doing a crossword, or having a light snack might help you keep busy. As you know, some tobacco-dependent clients gain weight after quitting smoking. Therefore, if food becomes an alternative to boredom, you might consider reviewing healthy eating habits with your client." In addition to the two situations that cause relapse, we'll examine the three rules of relapse. Dr. Kleskis runs a smoking cessation clinic in Memphis and reports that of all his clients, not one who has closely followed these three rules of relapse has permanently gone back to smoking. Dr. Kleskis may have had unusual rates of success using these rules, but other statistics help prove the value of the three rules of relapse. For example, each of the clients I have treated who went back to smoking broke at least one of these rules. As you listen to the three rules of relapse, consider how following the rules can help your client avoid relapse. The three rules of relapse are: 1. Never smoke a cigarette that is given to you. By never smoking a cigarette that is given to them, clients eliminate the spontaneity that tends to characterize relapse. 2. never buy cigarettes in the place where you are about to relapse. This rule reinforces the first rule and gives the client time to consider whether or not they really want to smoke. A productive addition to this rule is to ask your client to travel at least 10 minutes out of their way to buy cigarettes. By driving or walking for 10 minutes, clients tend to realize how pointless relapse would be. 3. After buying a pack of cigarettes and smoking one, throw the rest of the pack away. Some tobacco-dependent clients may consider this rule a little extreme. However, clients tend to understand that cigarettes kill and are better off in the garbage. Also, you can tell your clients, if you want another cigarette, fine, buy another pack, smoke one, and throw that pack away too. Consider your tobacco-dependent client. How could these rules help your client avoid relapse? Could your client benefit from carrying a card with these 3 rules of relapse printed on them? On this track, we've discussed relapse. Because relapse is highly individualized, we discussed 2 situations that cause relapse, as well as the 3 rules of relapse. 2 situations that cause relapse were emotional upset and boredom. Do you have a tobacco-dependent client that would benefit from listening to this track during your next session? On the next track, we will discuss quitting for good. This track is meant to provide practical information regarding coping with cravings, charting progress, and staying focused. Question 6. What are the 3 rules of relapse?